Welcome today to the August 8th edition of the Security Week in Review, brought to you by The Hack Report and Storefront Backtalk. I'm Evan Schumann, editor of StorefrontBackTalk.com, and we have a notoriously prestigious panel with us today to jump into some of the security items from this week. Courtesy of the law, the legal profession lends us today Mr. Mark Rasch, currently with FTI Consulting, but Mark is an attorney who is focused on technology for years and used to head up the Justice Department's high-tech crimes unit. We also have with us Dave Taylor. Dave is president of the PCI Security Vendor Alliance and by day toils for Protegrity. We also have with us Chris Hines, the newest member of the PCI Security Standards Council. Chris hails from the halls of Motorola. Gentlemen, thank you. On August 7th, yesterday, on Tuesday, MasterCard announced the expansion of its rather effective PayPass program, and they're adding another 7,500 locations for that particular contactless program. Now, the fact that they're expanding it in and of itself is not unexpected, it's not especially unusual, but with contactless growing this much, are you seeing a lot of the initial security concerns of contactless? There was a lot of fear about people being able to intercept that information from a larger distance. Are you seeing any anecdotal indications that some of the initial security concerns are being realized? And I'll throw it, let's just start with Mark. Mark, are you seeing any evidence that contactless security issues are actually happening?
Most of the attacks we've seen on contactless security devices, on these credit card devices, have been theoretical and have been short range. They've involved very large, massive attacks using large numbers and things like that, brute forcing your way in or piggybacking an existing account, and they've tended to work on a short range and a concerted attack. So it's not like, you know, people are going to drive by and start sucking data right away. But one of the things we've seen with Moore's Law is that as computers become more sophisticated, processing power increases, the technology stays static as the ability to attack increases. And we're going to start seeing commercial applications of this because there's money involved.
Let me throw it over to Chris in one second, but let me broaden the topic a wee bit. And I'm going to broaden it from contactless credit cards specifically to wireless in general. One of the big concerns from a security perspective is that over the next couple of years in retail, almost all of the cutting-edge innovations being debated, including smart carts, more sophisticated self-checkout, personal shopping assistance, smart shelves, all of that, the vast majority of the capabilities that are being debated for the physical storefront involve wireless. You couple that with, as TJX knows well, the fact that wireless opens up security holes all over the place. And as you start doing trials, people tend to not keep as strong a watch on security as they typically would. So between those two, are we going to be seeing a lot more security problems in, let's just say, retail over the next couple of years as they experiment with a few more of these? And I wanted to throw it to Chris because, Chris, wireless is your life.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think we are going to see some. I remember this reminds me somewhat of a story a little while ago about some of the government ID badges working on basically, again, a short-range wireless query, and they showed that, look, you could build something that fit into a small satchel, and if you bumped up against this guy in line, query the badge, get the information, and use that to spoof the badge. And I think there a lot of times when people are implementing solutions like this, they're so wrapped up in the ability to create something wonderful for the customer, a good experience, and a good rollout, for, and especially in retail, where you really want to make that customer's experience as wonderful as possible and give them flexibility to do things the way they want, that they don't always think about the fact that there could be very simple ways to circumvent the process and steal people's information and make their life much, much worse. One of the contactless cards here are a good example where, you know, you've got to, I'm not saying that they can be done, I'd have no idea if they can be circumvented this way, but it is a situation of processing power, and if there is a way to build, a briefcase or satchel-sized way to bump up against somebody, read what's in their wallet, and use that information, someone's going to do it. And you've got to think about that, and you've got to plan for that in your store and your installations. As more and more retailers move to wireless, they really got to plan their rollouts and understand not just the convenience they're adding, but also the security holes they're adding. And I think if people aren't keeping that paramount in their minds, we're going to see cases much worse than TJ Maxx going forward.
The thing that I've seen in terms of companies, the wireless transaction itself doesn't or has not been a problem in my direct experience, you know, whether it's PayPass or anything else. Where we have seen some problems be created is because the process of, you know, kind of migrating to a new system has caused organizations to create significant redundancies in their processes, in their data stores, in their transmission networks, etc. So what they have is they wind up creating a great many new data stores and other, if you will, artifices to deal with the fact that, oh, it might go bad, it might break down, something might happen. So what happens is they've created a lot of other repositories that need to be protected, and a lot of other transmission options that need to be managed and cared for and secured, et cetera. So the redundancy that's being created to back up these new systems that we're not all that experienced with is creating, you know, there's holes in the process as well as holes in the technology potentially.
David, let me ask you specifically, wearing your president of the PCI Security Vendor Alliance hat, would it be fair to suggest that other than encryption, wireless issues have been the biggest pain point for a lot of the larger retailers trying to deal with PCI compliance?
Well, I mean, technically, from the survey perspective, there was a study by VeriSign that I can wholeheartedly support, and it found that requirement 3, which is the encryption and data at rest requirement, that is in fact the most difficult to achieve compliance with, and has to do with the relatively limited deployment of encryption of data at rest. So, you know, it's essentially a new technology rolling out to a lot of organizations. That makes it difficult. The second most difficult one is requirement 11. And the reason that's most difficult is because, quite frankly, the penetration testing, which is the key part of that, tends to uncover a lot of problems. So some of those problems may be related to wireless. Some of them may not be. Wireless is probably number 3 or number 4 in terms of the difficulty. And again, it has to do with the exact same problem that is causing encryption of data at rest to be a problem, which is, you know, the rollout of relatively new technology. And, you know, in many cases, it's a partial rollout at that. It's not pervasive in any company. Just like encryption, it's used for special purposes. And in those particular purposes, it's done very well. And what's happening is we take something that's done very well in pilot, two-factor authentication is another case in point, where something that does very well in pilot in a well-managed environment, when you start to proliferate it, tends to have difficulty in scaling effectively and being able to be managed effectively. So the technology works great, but when we try to scale up our management of it and our security of it, that's when things tend to cause problems in some of the larger organizations I've dealt with.
Let's throw out one other thought on wireless, the big picture thought. Is wireless, let's go back to contactless for a moment, is contactless payment more or less secure? So to summarize the arguments are that it's more secure because the card never leaves the consumer's hand. And the other argument that has been made by Visa and other folk is that it is more secure because the authentication data in the back can roll. It can change. It's almost the one-time password issuing concept. And on the less secure, it is that it broadcasts the data. So if you're in proximity, you being a bad guy, that if you are in proximity, you can intercept data easier than you could in the traditional magstripe environment. So let me just throw it around to everyone on the panel. We can start with Chris. Short answer, is contactless payment overall more or less secure?
I believe done right, contactless payment will be more secure than the magstripe formula. Now, whether or not we're there right now, I don't know, but I do believe that it is a technology that has the possibility to be more secure.
I think that's the best way to put it. If you ask the question, is it more or less secure, the answer is yes.
And it all depends on how you deploy it and how you implement it. Let's face it, the biggest risk to cardholders right now is that they lose their wallet. And the less they take the wallet out, the less they take the card, the less that card moves, probably the more security they're going to have. On the other hand, this is overlaid above a wired system. When we talk about a wireless or contactless system, all it really is a contactless interface with a regular wired system. So it adds all the complexity of the wired system and of the contactless system.
Dave, you get the final word on this.
I think it has to do with bad people to some extent, meaning that, you know, bad people don't start ramping up their data thievery techniques until they can get a substantial amount of data, meaning that the more a technology is used, the more bad people tend to focus on it. And frankly, I don't think we've seen a ramp up on either the, you know, good guy side or the bad guy side of this. I think it is, you know, as Mark said, it goes both ways. Fundamentally, we invent a new technology. I mean, you can look at this when it comes to the encryption of DVDs, for example. Whenever we come up with a new technology to protect this information, if the information is valuable enough, bad people seem to be able to figure out a way around it. I don't doubt the quality of bad people in the world. I think the quality of bad people in the world continues to ramp up, and I think they're equal to the challenge of stealing data from contactless systems. I would not dispute that, of course, because they'd come after me and shoot me or something like that.
To add to that, there's also a question of imagination. It's not just technical skill. When you design a system and secure it, you think of every possible thing you can think of to break in. But when you have teams of hackers, like thousands of hackers, say, at a convention or a conference, doing nothing more than trying to think of ways to break in, they're going to think of ways to break in that have never occurred to you.